You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining us for Let's Get Moving. I'm Maria Chaleos. Today I have with me Melanie Jukes, who's an associate professor at Utah State University Extension. And today, hopefully, we're going to give you some tips that'll keep you from gaining that extra 8 pounds that we usually do in the last couple of weeks before Christmas hits. And Melanie, what is the key thing? What is the thing, the biggest thing people do wrong?
I think we overindulge. It's a wonderful time of year with so much tradition and delicious food. I think it's easy to just want all the wonderful things. But I think in addition to that, our routines get a little out of whack. And then there's cold weather that might affect our motivation or our schedules, our routines of exercise. So I think it's those two things combined.
Right. So it's not just one thing. There are a combination of things at work here.
Yeah, for sure.
So give us some tips. What can we do to really make a difference?
You know, one of my favorite tips is to eat what you love and leave behind or aside the things that maybe you just kind of like. We don't have to eat everything that's put in front of us. You know, make careful choices and stick with the foods that you enjoy the most.
Okay, and it's a tough one. Is how much of it is mindset? Because I think part of my problem is I think, oh, I don't get to enjoy these things the rest of the year. So how can I really change my mindset a bit?
Oh, that is true. I have that same challenge sometimes, too, when these beautiful, delicious foods are coming around and you just want to savor. But, you know, most people seem to really enjoy the first and last bites of what they eat. So throw a bite in between and call 3 bites good. And I think if you use your mind to really savor that food, you'll find probably bites after the 3, 4, 5 bites are, you know, not maybe as yummy as those first few. So I think we can use our mind to our advantage that way to really savor, take some time to taste and feel those delicious foods in our mouth. And I think that can help us slow down a little bit and be more mindful about why we enjoy these foods and that, yes, we'll have them again in another year and we can think about the beautiful memories we have surrounding them.
How much of a difference does water make when we think about what we're eating?
Yeah, water is really helpful to help us stay hydrated, especially when we're kind of running around, running errands, you know, trying to get last minute things done. Water can help us not feel so hungry when we go to eat. I know on days when I kind of forget to drink water, I do tend to eat more at dinner time. So it is helpful to keep you hydrated, keep you feeling a little more full. And even while you're eating, it can help you to kind of slow down a little bit and fill your tummy with your food, so it's not just all food.
So what can we do in the meantime when we're thinking about our meals, our daily meals, that can really make a difference? I mean, it's all about habits, right?
Yeah, you know, kind of think, what would we tell our children if we're trying to, you know, get them to eat those vegetables first? Maybe pull those out when you get home from work before you're making dinner. Snack on some veggies first. Have a few different options for vegetables. Eat more whole grains more often. They will make you feel full more and longer than refined grains, such as, you know, make your sandwich out of whole grain bread instead of just white bread. Little habits like that can help. Also, what you're drinking can make a difference. You know, skip the holiday punch, or if you're often drinking soda with dinner, that's an easy way to fill up on calories that we might want to save for that yummy chocolate dessert or something that's coming afterward. So that's something to think also. Another tip I like to think of is to pack snacks with me. I have 4 little kids and they're always hungry at the wrong time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I have something that we can snack on that's not just sugary candies, that can help us kind of stay focused on what's good so that we can have some of those yummy snacks later. So I try to keep maybe dried fruit bars or an apple and orange, always some water with us, maybe a small bag of trail mix, just something that's a little more filling and something a little healthier to offset all these sweets and really rich and savory foods we can have.
Saving up on calories, you mentioned that, you know, save up for maybe that dessert. But that's a lot different than starving yourself.
Especially Christmas Day when you might be having a feast and you're planning for that feast. It's actually not so great to kind of, you know, skip breakfast in anticipation of a big meal later because you want to eat more, that actually will likely make us eat even more. There's a lot of studies that have been done on skipping breakfast, and they show that people who skip breakfast end up consuming more calories throughout the day. And, you know, I think we're hungry, and all day long we're trying to fill that void of, I missed something, I got to make up for it. And we usually end up reaching for things that are probably a little more calorie dense, not as helpful and healthy, and we'll probably still eat more anyway. So if you are saving up for kind of a feast or a really yummy dinner with friends and some family, you know, eat some small meals first. Eat some healthy things. Maybe you can sneak in some yummy hummus and veggies or something as a good filling snack in preparation. But yeah, don't starve yourself.
I know we're all so busy, and I know people are already not getting enough sleep during the pandemic. But what role does sleep play in actually gaining weight?
You know, there are a lot of studies coming out on the role of sleep in helping with metabolism as one thing, but also just with our mental health and our emotional health. And, you know, a lot of us, when we're hangry, when we're hungry and angry, it affects a lot of things, our temperament and the food we reach for quickly. I know I can sometimes be an emotional eater when I'll want to reach for things that I really enjoy that are, you know, chocolate, for example, when I'm frustrated. and sleep is really helpful and maybe harder over the holidays when we might feel stressed, but don't skimp on the sleep for sure. Our bodies need it in more ways than we think, and maybe even more ways than science has shown us yet.
Right. And then exercise can make a huge difference, and we do get busy and then tend to think, oh, I don't have time to get my workout in today.
I think our routines get a little out of whack too, with maybe school being out, maybe we're taking time off work. You know, we have the option to sleep in, or maybe the snow is over the road, so we're not going to the gym or whatever. And of course, this year with the pandemic, maybe that's even more so. But yeah, we should be trying to exercise at least 30 minutes a day. And we can do that even in the cold. We can bundle up for a quick walk. 30 minutes goes pretty quickly. Think, you know, 15 minutes in one direction, turn around, go home. But if you don't want to head outside, turn on some music and dance. There's also many options for at-home exercise routines, free probably through YouTube and other streaming. You could try something new in the comfort of your own home, too, to get that exercise.
For those people who are overwhelmed, what would be the one thing that you would pick if they have to make a change to just really make a difference this holiday season? What should be the one thing they do?
I would suggest serving your meals on a smaller plate. That can really help with portion control, and only put the food on the plate that you love and are most looking forward to consuming.
Anything that you'd like to add that maybe I've forgotten to ask you?
You know, I would just say sometimes it takes time to build these healthy habits and to turn them into a lifestyle. So pick one thing. Don't overwhelm yourself with a huge list, but pick one thing and do it each day until it becomes a habit. And then you can pick up another healthy habit and keep trying. Keep trying.
Melanie, thank you so much for spending your time helping me out today, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.